All right, one of Chicago's most beloved traditions is dinner by the Great Tree at Macy's on State Street and in the Walnut Room, seeing the holiday windows and so much more. And joining us to share the holiday happenings at Macy's is Matt Cerosi. He's Macy's State Street store manager and Brad Saylor, executive chef of the Walnut Room. Happy holidays to you both.
You too, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Thank
you. Thrilled to be on.
Thank you. Same here. You know, this has been happening. This is a beloved Chicago tradition, being in that building during the holiday season. And this year was the 115th Great Tree.
Yep. Very excited this year about our 115th annual Great Tree up here. And we're really looking forward to welcoming customers back to the Walnut Room here, kicking off the holiday season in Chicago.
Absolutely. Now, the Great Tree is the big star of the show. And before we talk about all the offerings in the Walnut Room, tell folks about what they're going to see. I got to see it a few weeks back on Media Preview Day. And, you know, it was neat to see, like, everybody, like, putting it together as it was happening, and the touch-up paint, and just making everything, making sure everything is perfect. Tell us what we're going to see this year.
Yeah. This year's Great Tree, the theme brings a whimsical toy shop to life. It is 45 feet tall, over 1,500 ornaments on the tree, more than 6,600 sparkling lights, colorful displays with some larger-than-life toys surrounding the base of the tree, and it's going to be on display through January 8th this year.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, this has been a holiday tradition for my family as well, for as far back as I can remember. My grandfather, my grandmother was always on a Friday night. You know, my mom, my dad, my sister, we'd venture down after school. It was at a time where that store, the Marshall Field store, you had to go outside to get to the other side of the store. That's how long ago I remember.
Wow.
Yeah, right. That I remember being there. Absolutely. So the history of the Walnut Room, you're saying, again, that's been around for a long time, but that kind of evolved from a tea room where a woman by the name of Mrs. Herring had a little pot pie. She would take care of the female shoppers so they didn't go home for lunch, and this became a 115-year-old tradition.
Yeah, right, and her recipe is still intact. Mrs. Herring's original chicken pot pie is still here with us, and Dave will probably make about 25,000 of those in November and December.
Really? Really? Wow. Wow. And I know, too, that, like, just being in that room, the chandeliers, the wood that was imported so many, many, many years ago. I don't know, was it about 3-4 years ago that you redid all the walnut in there as well, right, Matt?
Yep. We've renovated and restored it a couple years ago. Again, this year, did a little more restoration with some of the paint and really keeping that crown jewel together here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Brad, I have to tell you, I am very excited that you brought back the field special to the menu this year.
Yeah, as Matt said, we're celebrating our 115th anniversary, and this past summer, we put a bunch of things from our recipe archives on a special menu, and our customers really responded to it. So we thought, okay, it would make sense to throw some of those things on the holiday menu. So we're really favorite-centric this year in our holiday menu. The field special is there, as well as the holiday pecan chicken salad croissant, the classic meatloaf, and, of course, Mrs. Harry's pot pie.
And, of course, the mandarin chicken salad with your toasted sesame dressing. I mean, I'm all into this, man. When I was there for the media day, I took home a field special. And, by the way, I didn't know how that was going to go home, you know, because it's a big thing with a lot of dressing on and so forth. It looked beautiful, and it was still intact when I got home. It was delicious. It was fantastic.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It was awesome. And, of course, there's great drinks in there, Brad, as well. You know, there's so many traditions with that, and the Frango Mint ice cream pie, and so many things. You have the eggnog brandy, Alexander. So there's great cocktails. There's also a Walnut Room Old Fashioned that I had last year.
Yeah, so we are in partnership with a Chicago bourbon company called Few, fantastic award-winning bourbon, and we use it not only for our own old-fashioned, but we have Uncle Mistletoe's Hot Whiskey Cider, which is a great seasonal drink with fresh apple cider, pumpkin spice syrup, little Angostura bitters, and that Few American whiskey. Really good, and of course we have our Frango-flavored Irish coffee. That's always a good one, and the poinsettia, again, we're going to sell thousands of those this year with our sparkling champagne and cranberry juice. It's really good. So that whole drink menu is fantastic.
You know, in this period, these 2 months that the Walnut Room just explodes and it's just nonstop. You know, it's not always easy when you're running a restaurant, as you know, to maintain quality and so forth. I think you guys have done a fabulous, fabulous job over the years maintaining the traditions of the room and really serving a great meal.
Thanks. Thanks, Dave. And I do consider us the protector of traditions. You know, like you said, you've been coming forever, and you're just like every other Chicagoland family that's been coming for such a long time, and they appreciate that, and that's what we're here for.
And this year's windows are a celebration of togetherness and festive nostalgia. They feature, you know, our favorite reindeer, Tiptoe, as she visits her woodland friends, spreads her holiday magic, telling a little bit different story than she did last year. And each window is going to showcase a different world, crafted of different holiday materials. There's gingerbread, yarn, flannel, wooden mirrors, and they really bring that holiday spirit to life, and those are going to be up through January 1st.
That's very, very cool. And there's so much tradition throughout the store, of course, to go visit to. You still, you know, there's things you can buy, obviously, that have the Macy's name on it for your ornaments for the tree, but there's also some classic Marshall Fields things that you can buy there. So I'm glad there's always a nod to the original department store that was there. But the history behind some of the characters just here in Chicago in general, you know, Rudolph, I know, was invented or created by Montgomery Ward and Company. I think Marshall Fields had Uncle Mistletoe for so many years, which I believe there's something on display on the seventh floor, isn't there?
Yes, yeah, we have our archives up here on display on the seventh floor for guests to really relive those days of the building, celebrate our traditions, you know, past and present. And really, it's just a great trip down memory lane when you walk through those on the seventh floor here.
Very, very cool. Now, I'm going to ask Matt and Brad, both of you, this question. Brad, it'd probably be a little bit harder for you because it's like asking who's your favorite child, but if you have a go-to dish inside the Walnut Room this season, what is your favorite?
I'm going to go with the cider glazed slow-roasted turkey. It's so good. We use apple cider to glaze the turkey while it's baking. It has really cool, great gravy, our own cranberry citrus chutney. I love turkey around the holidays, and this is just a really great recipe.
Awesome. Matt, what's a favorite for you?
So I'm a traditionalist with that. I can't turn on the beloved chicken pot pie. I think it's wonderful yeah. This time of year. It tastes delicious, warm. Can't beat it. It
absolutely. I know it's funny. We all order something different at the table so we can all get a sampling of something, but again, just a great tradition happening at Macy's on State Street. And for a full list, always a great tradition. Now, you've got some charity things that you're doing this year as well, right, Matt?
Yeah. This year, we are really excited at Macy's. We just launched our new holiday campaign with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. We're really committed to creating a brighter future with bold representation for all. Through our game-changing social purpose platform, we call it Mission Everyone. And this holiday season, we kicked off a multi-year partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters. That's who lit the tree this year, a big and a little, and really excited about that.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Well, if you want to know more about what's happening at Macy's, full listing of the holiday hours, which do change now and then, got to make reservations on Open Table for the Walnut Room, for Santa, online as well. You can go to visitmacyschicago.com. And as always, thank you both for helping us kick off the season.
Thanks, Dave.